Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Kyle Abbott returned the best ever figures by a South African in their debut test innings, and in doing so put his side well on course to wrap the series whitewash over an outclassed Pakistan. From being introduced into the attack in the 18th over, with Pakistan on 51 for 1, Abbott took 7 for 29 from 11.4 overs, helped dismiss them for 156. After starting loosely with a half volley which was flicked for 4 by Azhar Ali first ball, he bounced back well. His first wicket came just 5 balls later, when Mohammad Hafeez fed in the ball low to Dean Elgar in the gully. Pakistan's last four of Sarfraz Ahmed, Syed Ajmal, Asin Adil and Mohammad Irfan were all easy pickings, edging into the slip cordon, while Yunis Khan was trapped LBW to end the innings. With Pakistan some 253 runs behind, Graham Smith had little hesitation in forcing the follow-on, and was rewarded first ball with a wicket of a clueless Mohammad Hafeez, bowled by a fired-up Dale Steyn. Fortunately for Pakistan, Azhar Ali and Yunis Khan survived the remaining 8.5 overs to stumps, reaching them on 14 for 1. The first test between India and Australia in Chennai continued to hang the balance. Day 2 saw the hosts finish 198 runs behind and 182 for 3. The day seesawed as first India bowled out Australia in the first session for 380, and then Australia struck early blows. Ultimately it was left to Sachin Tendulkar to play the rescue act for the Indian batting. He ended on 71 not out and had 93 for the third wicket with Cheteshwar Pujara, and unbroken 77 with Virat Kohli for the fourth wicket. England bowlers combined to skittle New Zealand at 185 in the deciding one-day international Eden Park. On another ground with ridiculously short boundaries, none of New Zealand's batsmen, bar the informed Brendan McCullum, were able to take advantage. Chris Wokes, Stuart Broad and Graham Swan all backed up incisive opening spells from James Anderson and Stephen Finn. England then cruised to their target more than 12 overs to spare, despite losing a steady trickle of wickets to a series of loose strokes. They were never in danger of defeat, however, and wrapped up their first one-day series win in New Zealand since 1992. And Bangladesh had been dealt a blow ahead of next month's tour of Sri Lanka, with the news that all-rounder Shakib Al Hassan will miss all six internationals in order to have surgery on his right calf muscle. Shakib first complained of pain in his shin during the test series in the West Indies last year, but recovered sufficiently to play the majority of matches for Dhaka Gladiators in the recently concluded Bangladesh Premier League. However, towards the end of that tournament, he admitted that his movement was becoming restricted, and he was sent to Australia to see Dr. Scott Barnes, a specialist in lower limb injuries. He advised surgery to reduce stiffness in the affected area, and then a period of rest.